I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. After another long journey, a migrant rescue ship has finally found a port to dock in. Remember the story of the Aquarius? Several times this summer, the ship was forced to sail around the Mediterranean. The goal? Find a European port willing to accept the arrival of new migrants on board. Historically, the Aquarius had often docked in Italy, but a new government there refused any new arrivals. So this week, with 58 rescued migrants on board, the ship again struggled to find a port. Finally, an agreement was reached. The ship is near the island of Malta, which has agreed to let it dock. Nick Romagnuk is a search and rescue coordinator for SOS Mediterranee. He's on board the Aquarius. I spoke with him earlier today.
We did send out official requests for a place of safety to disembark the 58 people that were rescued. We initially reached out to Malta and to Italy. They have both replied to us in the negative. We then reached out to other European countries. We had no reply. The French and the Maltese then, for humanitarian reasons, started an initiative to disembark the rescued people in Malta, and that they would be shared among Spain, Portugal, France, and Germany, where they'll be able to make a claim for asylum protection. And Aquarius will head to Marseille, where we have a flag issue that we have to take care of as soon as possible.
So what's the mood on board Aquarius with the 58 migrants?
They're relieved. Initially, they had a very strong chance of, or real chance of, being intercepted by the Libyan Coast Guard and taken back to Libya. They're now being disembarked in a place of safety. So this is positive for them. So, yeah.
The Libyan Coast Guard has actually said that rescue boat operations like yours encourage more people to make the crossing across the Mediterranean.
I mean, this is false. The Aquarius was stuck in Marseille for many weeks. Prior to that, it was also stuck for over a month and a half. People continued to leave the Libyan shore. They continued to die. Now, the Libyan Coast Guard do save lives, but they take people back to Libya, which is not a place of safety, to disembark people rescued at sea.
Why is the Aquarius the last rescue vessel in the Mediterranean right now?
Yeah, this has been pure political maneuvering by certain European countries to apply pressure to the flag state. So initially Gibraltar and now Panama. So we reflagged the vessel with a Panamanian registration. The Italian authorities reached out to Panama, applying direct pressure on them to remove the flag. And this is purely a political maneuver designed at stopping rescue efforts in the Mediterranean. The European politicians are giving people essentially two options. One is be intercepted by the Libyan Coast Guard and taken back to Libya, where you'll be put into a detention center, or you can drown at sea because there are no other rescue assets at sea. So those are your two options. Go back to Libya or drown.
So with the ship's registration revoked by Panama, does this mean the end of your mission?
No. It means, unfortunately, that Aquarius will have to go to Marseille while we find another flag, hopefully a country that will not bend to the will, a political will of a foreign country exerting pressure on them.
Nick, if you pull back, what is this one story about the Aquarius struggling to find a port, now with a deal to dock somewhere? What does it tell us about the overall picture of migrants still heading to Europe for a better life?
The initial reason for why people leave their countries of origin is one thing. They may be leaving from conflict or persecution. They may be leaving from poverty or famine. They all are being regrouped on our route in Libya, which is an unsafe country for them. We hear terrible stories on board of sexual violence and beatings and extortion and cruelty at the hands of smugglers and traffickers. It feels like European countries and leaders are endorsing this by saying that we will externalize our borders. We will support, finance, and train the Libyan Coast Guard so they're more effective at doing interceptions, bringing people back to what the rescue people on board call the Libyan hell. I mean, for us as rescuers, I mean, I've been at sea for 18 years. I've conducted rescues in other circumstances. The physical elements of the wind and the wave, the exposure to those elements, those are the traditional dangers to people at sea. And the reason why I now, as a rescuer, are making comments about politicians is that it's politicians themselves who are increasing the danger to people and are causing people to die. I don't want to be making political statements. It's not part of who I am. But as a rescuer, I need to highlight that because that is the cause of people's deaths at sea right now.
Nick Romagnuk is the search and rescue coordinator for SOS Mediterranee on board the Aquarius just southwest of Malta. Thanks very much, Nick.
Yeah, thank you.